Cheers.
Langeval, cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
You've been on the search for new Michigan products for cocktails. What'd you find?
I found something that's new to me, although it's been out for a couple of years. It's from Coppercraft Distillery in Holland, Michigan, and it is an Applejack.
Oh, okay. What kind of cocktail did you decide to make with that?
I'm making a cocktail called the Jack Rose, and this is a classic cocktail. It was really popular in the 20s and 30s, but while other cocktails from that period, like the Martini and the Manhattan, have come roaring back, Jack Rose is still a little bit of an underdog.
How do you make this thing?
So it's 2 ounces of our Applejack, 3/4 of an ounce of lemon juice, and then 1/2 ounce of homemade grenadine, and that's really important.
Homemade grenadine. Why don't you just buy some off the shelf?
Well, because grenadine in these classic recipes was actually a pomegranate syrup, and what you buy in the store today is just artificially flavored and artificially colored corn syrup. And
yeah, nobody's a big fan of corn syrup these days.
That's right, and it just doesn't taste good either.
So how do you make it?
Well, it's super easy, and that's why I wanted to talk about it today. So now that pomegranate juice is so popular because of its antioxidant and health properties, it's really easy to buy. So you just take a cup of pomegranate juice and a cup of sugar, heat it up on the stove just until the sugar dissolves, and that will be better than any grenadine you can buy on the shelf.
Well, that's simple enough.
Sure, and if you want to make it a little bit fancier, give it a little more depth of flavor, you can just add a tablespoon of pomegranate molasses. You can find that at any Middle Eastern store, which we are blessed to have a lot of here in Michigan.
And it really makes a difference in the taste of the cocktail?
Absolutely. I've done side-by-side comparisons in my classes, and people are amazed at the difference it makes.
All right, I got to verify, okay? So I'm going to take a sip. Oh, I like that one. That's good. That's really great. Now, the grenadine, it does have a fruity flavor, and I have used grenadine out of the bottle, so I know that it's got flavor, but it's not. You would never guess that it came from a fruit.
Right, because that stuff didn't. But this definitely does. And combined with the fruitiness of the Applejack, it's definitely a really bright, fruity cocktail.
Well, thanks for finding this, and thanks for the recipe.
Cheers.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings. I'm Lester Graham.